The bill calls for 24-hour-a-day real-time monitoring of released sex offenders deemed to be the most likely to commit new assaults. Republican State Senator Alberta Darling, who helped craft the bill, says it will mean Wisconsin has one of the toughest sex offender laws in the country.
GPS monitoring adds the technology to say if you are a convicted, charged sex offender and you are out on the street, we know who you are, we know where you are, and we are going to follow everything you do so you're not going to harm our children again.
The program will cost $5.8 million for the first year and add 71 new probation officers to manage the system. Each agent will be responsible for monitoring about 60 offenders. Representative Jeff Stone says because the system makes it possible to track offenders' exact locations, probation officers using the system in other states have found it effective in keeping offenders on a short leash.
A lot of times they would ask an offender a question, and then they'd just casually be able to say, well, that's not true. You were here at this exact point in time. By having that type of information, it really begins to change the behavior of these folks when they're out there.
The system will also allow probation officers to set up exclusion zones for individual offenders so that if they go near a school, the GPS bracelet they're wearing would vibrate, alerting the offender they've gone out of bounds. The program has broad bipartisan support and is expected to pass the full legislature. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.